Book 3 Chapter 1 Anything left when we'd finished but you? For either of us, I might have taken a lifetime spending a little love at a time, eking it out here and there on this man and that. But even the first time, in the hotel near Paddington, we spent all we had. You were there, teaching us to squander like you taught the rich man, so that one day we might have nothing left except this love of you. But you are too good to me. When I ask you for pain, you give me peace. Give it him, too. Give him my peace. He needs it more. 12th of February, 1946. 2 days ago, I had such a sense of peace and quiet and love. Life was going to be happy again, but last night I dreamed I was walking up a long staircase to meet Morris at the top. I was still happy because when I reached the top of the staircase, we were going to make love. I called to him that I was coming, but it wasn't Morris's voice that answered. It was a stranger's that boomed like a foghorn, warning lost ships and scared me. I thought, he's let his flat and gone away, and I don't know where he is. And going down the stairs again, the water rose beyond my waist, and the hall was thick with mist. Then I woke up. I'm not at peace anymore. I just want him, like I used to in the old days. I want to be eating sandwiches with him. I want to be drinking with him in a bar. I'm tired, and I don't want any more pain. I want Morris. I want ordinary, corrupt, human love. Dear God, you know I want your pain, but I don't want it now. Take it away for a while and give it me another time. After that, I started the book from the beginning. She hadn't entered the journal every day, and I had no wish to read every entry. The theatres she had been to with Henry, the restaurants, the parties. All that life, of which I knew nothing, had still the power to hurt.